In the United States, immigrants from the countries affected by the earthquake and tsunami have been gathering to share information and to organize support. NPR's Margot Adler has that part of the story.
At the International Buddhist Center in Wheaton, Maryland, which looks like an ordinary suburban house, about a dozen monks came in this morning to begin relief efforts. Nihad Jaziker, who works for the Montgomery County Transportation Agency, took the day off and was almost in tears.
I just came here to help whatever they need. 1 million are homeless at this moment. We need cash donations to buy medicine, food, clothing, and shelters to help earthquake surviving victims.
Later, he translated for a Sri Lankan monk who had come to the temple distraught.
My name is Puakpitiya Mettananda Nayaka Theru. Me Morotuwa Mettarama Viharasthane Adhipati.
His temple and his town is washed out to the tidal wave. Bridges collapse, total disaster.
All over America, immigrants' thoughts and actions were on the devastation. Upendra Chivukula is an assemblyman for District 17 in Middlesex County, New Jersey, which has a large Indian population.
My parents, my entire family lives along the coastal section of India.
Many of his relatives live in Chennai in the state of Tamil Nadu, including his brother.
He works on the harbor, and he was told that he was in the waist-deep water before he had to leave the building.
The assemblyman is lucky. His family is fine. Today he was sitting in his office trying to figure out how to help the relief effort. The phones were not ringing. He said it was the holiday. The Indian community has been calling, not his office, but EBC Radio WTTM, a station that broadcasts to some 400,000 members of the South Asian community. It's normally a music and news station.
South Asian music, talk and news, 24 hours a day. 7 days a week.
But today the radio has been totally devoted to call-ins from listeners in the community.
You're listening to ABC Radio, 680 AM, and let's go to our next caller. And you're live with us. How are you doing?
Most of the calls are asking how they can give financial support. Arbin Agarwal is the CEO and president of EBC Radio.
People call in. They tell, okay, what is happening in Visakhapatnam, what is happening in Bangladesh, and they're giving update about that city or situation, and we are putting people live on the air.
Paul Carden directs emergency services of the American Red Cross of Central New Jersey. He says many Red Cross offices are receiving calls from people wanting to locate family, but the Red Cross can't help them yet.
Because those Red Cross and Red Crescent societies are focused on taking care of basic things, establishing shelters, feeding folks, and providing first aid services.
The National Red Cross has put its experts on alert and is raising funds. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.